Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Goodness, hi, this is Regal from L.A.
Regal, you are caller 20.
My goodness, no way.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
You got tickets to see the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them again in New York with Oasis.
It's all because of you, B. Thank you so much, my man.
Well, those 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On today's show, we're going to talk about the plague. The Black Death is in California. We're going to talk about the humanoid robot games. What's up with Florida? A man has three wives. People are dumb. Guys stole a shark and then got caught because they were dumb. And the 420 catch of the day is another world premiere from Deftones. Their new album is out tomorrow, and we have a world premiere for you at 420 from that album. And we've got a bunch more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No! No! No!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. The plague is back. I looked it up. The plague, they called it Black Death in the 14th century, is believed to have killed between 75 million and 200 million people, wiping out over 50 to 60% of Europe's population. But that's long gone now, right?
A South Lake Tahoe resident has tested positive for the plague.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
No kidding, that plague.
No!
Obviously, it's nowhere near as dangerous as it was centuries ago, but officials warn it still needs to be taken very seriously.
You know nobody likes you, right?
Health officials in El Dorado County believe that person got it from a flea bite while camping.
No!
Human plague cases are rare these days. The CDC says an average of 7 people a year catch the plague across the country.
No, no.
Just 7 seems small.
No, no.
7?
No, 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 no.
Doesn't seem
hell
that.
Hell no. No.
Only 7?
No. I refuse. No. No.
It's treated with antibiotics. Health officials say the person in El Dorado County is recovering at home.
Oh. All right. You know the deal. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got your tickets to the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you also qualify to get a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis. Your chance to win coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, you are caller 20.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
You
I
got
wanted
tickets.
To win these for my daughter.
Excellent. Got tickets for the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey. And you're also on the boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
New York City.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A thief in Texas stole something and immediately put it on Facebook Marketplace, where they were able to track him down. What did he steal?
Brazen shark napping caught on camera. 3 people accused of taking a horned shark from a tank in Houston and putting it in a baby stroller.
Why a baby stroller? Did they give him a bottle?
Then driving away with it before authorities could find them and bring Miss Helen, that's the shark's name.
I gotta be honest, I know they sound dumb thinking that it's cute, but it's really cute. It's a cute little shark. Dare I say it's a cute baby shark. Nope.
Back home. ABC's Lindsay Davis is here with this very bizarre story, Lindsay.
Officials say that the shark heist, complete with a stakeout, was well planned out and that the 16-inch shark was targeted.
They went there just for that single shark.
Police say that the thief even brought a net and baby carriage to steal Miss Helen from the exhibit, which encourages feeding and touching, not taking the sea life.
Wait, they don't want you to steal it?
But a shark napping? Well, that's just what happened to Miss Helen, a year-old horn shark at the San Antonio Aquarium.
This is the employee from the San Antonio Aquarium, and I'd just like to say you got to take it down a notch, man. You can't keep it up there that hot.
We've never seen anything like this before.
3 brazen fish nappers seen here on surveillance camera grabbed the shark by the tail, wrapped her in a wet blanket, placed her in a bucket.
A wet blanket in a bucket in a baby stroller.
Then tucked the bucket into this stroller. The thieves then casually wheeled Miss Helen out. Within hours, the stolen shark was allegedly put up for sale on Facebook.
Oh, good. That's perfect.
Police then tracked it down to a home which featured a huge aquarium.
It kept that animal alive. Very much knew what he was doing.
Relief and joy at the aquarium as Miss Helen returned home.
Baby shark.
Nope.
Police say inside the garage of one of the suspect's homes, they found an extensive collection of marine life that they say looked like a mock-up of the San Antonio Aquarium. One man has been charged with theft, and two people who are with him have charges pending. Miss Helen is said to be doing well, still in quarantine for the moment until she gets acclimated to be being back at home.
Did they put a price on Miss Helen?
On Facebook, they had posted $300.
You can't put a price on Miss Helen. And by the way, $300 for all of that work? Come on!
A Florida man was thrown in jail after his wife discovered that he was married to two other women at the same time.
Yep. What's up with Florida's coming up on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiter's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man was thrown in jail after his wife discovered that he was married to two other women at the same time.
That is a bad surprise.
He was back in court yesterday for his sentencing hearing after pleading guilty to bigamy, which is a felony.
He wasn't married to two people. He was married to three people. This dude collected wives like tchotchkes. Clearly not a word I use very often.
Henry Betsy Jr. pleaded guilty to a single felony count of bigamy back in May. But after he entered that plea deal, he was arrested in another state.
Who could have seen that coming?
Leading the judge to revoke his bond. When we last saw Henry Betsy Jr. in court, he was dressed in a sports shirt and blazer with his new girlfriend beside him.
I'm sorry, he's going to court for bigamy, and he's got a new girlfriend with him.
Yeah, Henry, we want to get your side of all this. What can you tell us?
Well, unfortunately, I'm unable to talk at this moment.
Three Florida women from three different Florida counties all met Henry Betsy Jr. on dating websites and married him at county courthouses during a two-year period. Only one of his wives was willing to appear on camera.
I met him on Match.com.
He said all the right things.
He sold the perfect person when in reality he was none of those things.
Betsy didn't get divorces or annulments before marrying again. Last year, Tanya Betsy learned Henry was married to Michelle and Brandy Betsy.
I just started county by county putting his name in, and that's when I came up with the marriage to Michelle and the marriage to Brandy.
She found me and she messaged me, and I had no idea that she was actually still married to him.
The wives all blame the state of Florida for not cross-referencing marriage licenses between counties.
I mean, it does seem like it would be something easy to track.
Because if there were safeguards in place and there was cross-referencing on different counties here in the state of Florida.
Oh, right. Florida.
None of this would have ever happened.
At Thursday's sentencing, Michelle Betsy addressed the judge. Henry also spoke.
First and foremost, I want to apologize to the ladies for, and I want to apologize to the court administration and also to my family and friends that have to be involved in this, because ultimately, this is something that, you know, I did not wish on anyone.
You mean you did marry three people?
In addition to that probation, the judge ordered Betsy to stay off of social media and dating websites. And he also ordered him not to have any contact with his three former wives.
Well, I wish he and the girlfriend the best. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
No way, this is Gabriella.
No way, this is Gabriella?
This is Gabriella, yeah.
There's no way, though.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you're caller 20.
You're lying. Oh, my God. Of course, you're not going to go.
I love her.
My heart. I just walked out.
You just walked out of where?
Of my job.
You walked out of your job quitting?
No.
Just to call us.
Gotcha. Well, you won tickets to the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Thank you.
It's Kevin Reiter. We have the 420 catch of the day. New Deftones, another world premiere.
Woo!
Coming up in just a second. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
With Megan Holliday and Kevin Reiter.
One, two, three.
A South Lake Tahoe resident recently tested positive for the plague. Yes.
The Black Death one?
Yes.
What?
The medieval one. Luckily, we don't have to start building moats or wearing any armor just yet. Health officials say the unlucky camper likely picked it up from a flea bite while enjoying the great outdoors, proving once again that squirrels and chipmunks are not Disney sidekicks, but basically tiny plague Uber drivers. The patient is recovering well with antibiotics, and experts stress that the public risk is extremely low, so there's no need to cancel your hiking trip. Just pack some bug spray, keep your pets flea free, and maybe resist the urge to cuddle with rodents. So that is
the advice.
That's
a good tip right there.
All right, second story. I think you're going to love this one, Kev Dog. A Florida man's attempt at airborne drug delivery ended in the most Florida way possible when his drone, loaded with baggies of meth and fentanyl labeled "Share This," crashed into a random backyard. Instead of playing it cool, the 49-year-old Jason Brooks strolled up to the front door to ask the homeowners if he could just have his drone back, which makes total sense.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's like showing up to a bank robbery with a name tag on.
Sure.
Deputies happily retrieved the drone, the drugs, and then Brooks himself, and he now faces a slew of charges, including possession with intent to sell. So unfortunately for that guy, gravity won. Gravity won this round.
You know? Probably thought he was a genius doing it that way.
Oh, he totally did, but I wonder where it was going. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's my question.
Yeah.
Okay, and the third story, Julia Hill, a.k.a. Mysterious Julia on TikTok. She's an influencer with over 1 million followers. She sprinted out onto the field during a Monday night Angels-Reds game, filming every dramatic step. She breezed through the outfield, cheering and laughing before security and police handcuffed her on the grass. She later posted a video when she got out of jail. Here's the entire thing. Play by.
Six hours later.
Guys, just got out of jail. It's like 2:23 a.m. I was in jail for like 6 hours. I thought I was never going out for a second. I was so scared.
Julia is our hero of the day.
I don't know why I love that so much, but
I do. We all do. And we want him to get away, you know?
Yes.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Megan Holiday. That was 3 things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Deftones have a new album out tomorrow called Private Music.
Woohoo!
Been waiting since 2020 for new music from them. And we have a brand new world premiere song for our catch of the day. Megan Holiday talked to them.
I did, yeah. And so I was telling them this is my favorite song on the new album. And then this is what they had to say about that.
I think that's one of my favorite songs on the record. And it was the very last song we wrote. And we actually wrote that one in the studio in Nashville when I was there recording vocals. And we set up a little drum set in the living room, like in a little TV room downstairs. We literally, us in a circle, and we started jamming and, you know, kind of, and then had like an initial thing and then kind of started piecing it together, you know, from the synth kind of thing that Frank does in the beginning of the song. I mean, that kind of got added actually after the kind of the bulk of the song. But it's crazy that starts the song, you know what I mean? And then we just started building on it. I mean, it was really one that was put together in the studio, and we didn't do much of that on this record. It's really fun to work that way. Although you can set yourself up for, you know, to be disastrous when you write a song in the studio like that. And then you have to learn how to play it live, like whatever it's like, but it was fun. I think to have a song or two on the record that were kind of built in different ways, put together in different ways.
That's pretty cool. I love that.
Yeah.
This song is called Ectasis.
Ectasis. Good job. It's not an easy song title.
Ectasis. Brand new Deftones world premiere off the new album that comes out tomorrow. It's 420 Catch of the Day. That is a world premiere of Deftones' Ectasis.
You got it.
Yes, woo! I did it. It's on their new album, Private Music, which comes out tomorrow, which is really tonight at 9 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Excellent. That's a 420 catch of the day. You can do anything you set your mind to, man. Not anything.
Some things.
Some things that you set your mind to, you can do, but not anything. So it's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holiday. It's K-Rock. Yesterday, I went to a LA Galaxy game.
Mm-hmm.
They're in something called the League's Cup, which is the United States and Mexico, and they're having a tournament. So there's a game yesterday, and I get the tickets, and it says 6 p.m., and I was like, what? This normal game started 7:30.
Yeah.
So I thought when I get off here, I'd be able to get there in time.
Yep.
So I ran out of work knowing that it was 6 p.m. yesterday, put it in ways to get me there as quick as possible. And it took me left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, all the way over by USC.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of where you went wrong with Waze.
I think so, too. I got on the 110 South, and just follow me with this because it's amazing. I'm on the 110 South. It says get on the 105 East. So I say, okay. And I get on the 105 East, and a mile down of stop-and-go traffic, it gets me off of the 105 East, puts me on the 105 West, and takes me back and puts me on the 110.
What the
right
hell?
Where I left.
What the hell?
I was so mad. I was like, I was right here like 40 minutes ago. This is crazy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So I rushed and I rushed and it was like 6:45 and I was like, maybe I'm going to miss the first half. That sucks. And I get there and there aren't very many people there. And I thought, well, this is strange. So I go in and I go to my seat and there are very few people there. And I look out on the field and I think, oh, the game's already started. It's two other teams.
What?
There were two games yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
My ticket said six because that's when the first game started.
Okay.
So there were two teams. There was Orlando City and a team from Mexico that were playing. And the Galaxy game, now remember, I got there at 6:45. The Galaxy game started at 9:15.
No.
Yes.
No. So you were really early.
I was just so, I've never been more early to anything in my life. I can't, and I was so mad and rushing and, you know, driving like a maniac and trying to get down there. I'm not good with event details.
Yeah, I can attest to this.
And I can't be the only one. So that's what I would like to talk about. You're not great with event details.
Yeah.
800-520-1067. There was another time when I called a friend of mine and I said, let's go to the Laker game tonight. He's like, do you have tickets? I was like, no, we'll buy them down there. Just come on, come on. And I got him and it was a Friday night on the 405. It was the same headache of trying to get through traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And I got down to the Forum and it was empty.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was an away game.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was an away game.
I'm almost like, where are you looking at your information?
Right?
Who puts this in your mind? Do you make up a story?
Listen, I can't answer any of those questions. I wish I could. But when it comes to event details, I'm not great.
Yeah, I've had a couple times where I've showed up on the wrong night, but usually it's the night before, which has been great.
Oh, so you have tickets for the next night?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
I bet that happens a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet that happens a lot. Do they let you in if that happens?
Well, no, because there's no event going on.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Yeah,
oh,
you know?
I see. I was thinking two nights in a row.
No.
So you show up and there's no one there, too.
Yes.
Excellent. That makes me feel so much better.
At least I didn't miss the whole thing, though. Because if I had showed up the next night, then I would have missed the whole show.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, I've been lucky there.
Yeah. All right. So you're not great with event details. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And we've got your tickets to see The Offspring at the Forum on the 29th for the best call.
For the most entertaining call, 800-520-1067. We're in the midst of talking to a girl who bought tickets for Incubus and in the wrong city.
Yeah, oh my God.
So you're not great with event details. 800-520-1067. Did you see the Noel interview where he was talking about what it's like to be on tour with his brother now?
Yeah, he actually had nice things to say about him.
I forgot how funny he was.
Can't believe it.
What?
This is great.
It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday, and we are taking your phone calls on event details, which I believe I'm the worst at.
I'm the worst. I am a total space cadet girl. A couple of years ago, for my husband's birthday, I bought him tickets for him and me to go and see Incubus, and we were all excited, getting ready to go, and I found out that I purchased the tickets. I live in Southern California. I purchased tickets in Virginia.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So what did you guys end up doing that night?
Listening to Incubus, like a live concert on the TV.
Did you at least get to go and see them when they played here?
No.
Oh.
I spent all my money on the They were expensive. They were like really good seats. I was so psyched.
That hurts. You're one of my people.
I'm totally one of your people. I'm the worst.
I mean, you're the worst after me. K-Rock, hello.
Oh, my gosh. So I actually won tickets to a Foo Fighter concert.
Nice.
And we showed up with me and my wife. And we noticed as we were walking closer, like, this clientele looks a little different than a normal Foo Fighters concert. And we walk up to the front door, and it's a Chris Brown concert.
Oh.
They switched the days on it.
A little different.
What, they switched the date, did you say?
Yeah, it must have been the date. There's a group of us. We're all waiting around saying, hey, is this supposed to be Foo Fighters? And we all looked in our phones and like, oh, we got the email that the date.
Oh, not great.
The worst.
That is not what you want ever,
And he probably paid for parking, you know? Oh, God.
All right, you're not good at event details. 800-520-1067. Maybe you brought the wrong day's tickets. There's 100 ways things could go wrong that way, if you're like I am. 800-520-1067 is the phone number to call and or text. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday, taking your phone calls on getting event details wrong.
I want to shout out the 909. They texted and said, I'm responsible for making the dates and flyers for big events for my job. I am notorious for putting the wrong date with the wrong day.
Seems like a bad job for her.
My kind of person in the 909, where I'm him or her. Yeah, I see you. I got you.
Hey, Rock, you're bad at event details?
Okay, so we were I thought, had it all planned out, had a babysitter set up and everything. We were going to downtown LA to the Ace Theater to go see the Pixies. We go down there, and I'm all like, why does it look all dead? Turns out, we went the day before. It was actually supposed to be the next day.
Oh, that is so rough.
At least you didn't go the next night, though. Like, you didn't miss it.
Didn't go afterwards.
No,
did you?
Actually, I couldn't go the next day because I couldn't get the sitter. I gave the tickets to my boyfriend, and he took one of his friends.
Oh my God. That hurts.
No.
Yes. I missed the concert. He did it. I did.
Wow.
Oh, God, brutal.
That's rough.
Yes.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Talking about going to a LA Galaxy game yesterday that started at 9:15. I got there 2.5 hours early. After fighting traffic, I got there 2.5 hours early.
Classic Kev dog.
So we're talking about you're not great at event details. And you have a text?
Yes, I got a text from the 714. I got Dodgers tickets. It said 4 o'clock. We got there, and the game was getting let out because it was Eastern time.
Oh.
That, I would cry, honestly.
Eastern time does throw you off
Eastern
a
time
lot.
Messes everything up.
It really does. All right, you have a story?
My dad, actually. Does that count?
Yep, let's hear it.
He actually took us to an Elton John concert 1 year early. 1 year.
A whole year? How does he do that? Year.
He just looked at the tickets wrong. You had to get them well in advance. Obviously, it's Elton John. So, but yeah, it was just us in the parking lot. We were wondering where everyone was. It was hilarious.
Wow. Where was this concert?
Where the Ducks play.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
In Anaheim.
At Honda Center.
I went on the actual day,
Honda
though.
Honda Center, yeah. Yeah, we did too eventually.
Megan
yeah.
went on the day when the concert happened.
Yeah.
Your dad stays ready.
Oh my gosh. We gave him so much crap for it.
K-Rock, you're bad at event details.
3 years ago, my husband and I were planning a trip to Vegas to see my cousin and see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He bought tickets in Colorado instead.
Everybody's doing this.
Everybody's getting tickets to the wrong state.
And not only that, he thought he was buying at Red Rocks. It was at the Denver Broncos stadium.
Oh, God. Two different experiences altogether.
So it cost us 3 times as much as it would have.
Yeah. But you got to see them when they came here.
We ended up going to Denver. We had to pay for my 2 cousins to go because they were broke and it was supposed to be for their birthday in Vegas. So, like I said, it cost us a lot more money than it was supposed to. Hi, yes, I was calling about that with event details.
Yep, let's hear it.
3 years ago, my husband and I were planning a trip to Vegas to see my cousin and see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He bought tickets.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. Who do we pick?
You know, there was a woman named Jessica that called earlier, and she had bought tickets to Incubus, and it was also in another state.
Yes.
And then...
in Virginia, I think?
Yeah, I think it was Virginia, and so her and her husband had to, you know, stream a live...
They watched... watched a live Incubus show on TV.
Instead. And then they didn't get to go because she spent all of her money on the tickets then. So I think that we can make it up. I mean, it's not Incubus, but it is The Offspring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, we can make up for it. All right. Yeah, so Jessica, you're going to go see The Offspring.
Congratulations. Well, I'm happy that a lot of our listeners have the same problems I have.
They absolutely do. So that's comforting. And someone did text and they said if you're going to the game tomorrow, that the 405 will be closed. So just a heads up for that.
All right.
Dog, all
Thank
right?
you. I'm out of here. Megan is next.
And I've got your tickets to see Cage the Elephant at our show at the El Rey, and then you'll be qualified to see them open up for Oasis in New York. That is coming up at 6 in the world famous K-Rock.